the Lord, everybody, one more time. Pastor Judah, how y'all doing this morning? Awesome, awesome, awesome. We really do have a good, good Father, don't we? And because of who He is, we are who we are. And so this morning we give tag, thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude to our Father, Elder Brother, and the Holy Spirit because of their love for us. Let us pray this morning. Loving Father, thank you for being so loving, for being so kind, for being so generous, for being so merciful. And Lord God, we just thank you for what you have in store for us. Give us already thankful, appreciative, and grateful hearts. And as we go forth, Lord, we just say, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I like playing tag, y'all. Y'all remember tag, right? I like playing tag. I'm gonna learn how to do this too. All right. Uh-oh, I'm double clutching this morning. All right. So we have our scripture this morning, and we're still Israel is real this morning. And our text this morning is coming from Psalm 118, 1 through 2. And it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel say, his mercy endureth forever." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Somebody say, he is good. He is good. And his mercy endureth forever. And our thought for today, we're continuing with Israel is real. And as we think about Israel being real, we're going to also remember that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I forgot the middle part. Spiritual beings who are one with Christ. Y'all, we can't get we one with Christ, can we? That's important. Who are one with Christ having a human experience because Israel is real. Amen. And this morning, we're going to catch the feeling. Yes, we're going to catch the feeling. And before we catch the feeling, what better way is it than for us to be thankful? So I have this urge to sing this morning. So I go with the Holy Spirit when they tell me to do something. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Yeah, yeah. I thank you, Jesus. Y'all thank him. Thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister and my brother too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Yeah. You've been my mother. You've been my father. You've been my sister and my brother too. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Oh, that's why I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Yeah. thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for my journey. Lord, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. This is what I like about it. I said, you brought me from a mighty long way. You brought me, yeah, yeah. You brought me from a mighty, 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 mighty. You brought me from a mighty long way. When I was a child, oh yeah, and I didn't know anything about you. But you brought me, Lord. You brought me from a mighty long way. Oh yeah. Oh, you brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Yeah. That's why you brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. Say it again. You brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Hey. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know he brought you from a mighty long way? Did he bring you from a mighty long way? Ooh, somebody say, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my heart shouts glory. Hallelujah. That's why we got to catch the feeling. Look at somebody and say, catch the feeling. Catch the feeling. What y'all catching this morning? What y'all catching this morning? I remember when I was a little girl, Miss Vader, you might remember this too. My dad used to sing, and I used to watch my mama. And I could always tell when she was about to catch the spirit. Y'all remember pins? Oh, she gonna catch the spirit. Y'all remember people catching the spirit? You know who else used to catch the feeling? Catch the spirit. He used to sing with y'all, Mr. Campbell. That man, yes. Now, that's somebody else who would catch the feeling. You wouldn't have to worry. You could just tell. So this morning, we talking about catching the feeling. So what are y'all catching this morning? Y'all know I'm going to have to come up with something. I am not going to try to catch this with one hand, not with my left hand. But what y'all catching this morning? Holler out and tell me some things y'all can catch. Miss Vader, what are some things you might can catch? Here, I'm going to get real close. What you catching this morning, Miss Vader? You catching this ball. I know for a while, I know what we didn't want to catch, okay? You know, some things you don't want to catch. What you catching, sister? Man, understanding, I like that. Miss Essie, what you catching? Opening your eyes, amen. She catching open eyes. What about you, Miss Loretta? Ooh, I love it, deliverance. Brandon, what you catching? A frisbee, yes, frisbees are good to catch. Yes, he likes to catch frisbees. What you catching, brother? Ooh, wee, that's a good one to catch. Oh, somebody must ain't able to catch patience this morning. I'm not going to do it, Brother Lawrence. What are we catching this morning? Phil, what you catching? I'm not going to throw it. I'm not going to go that far, but what are we catching? There's so many things in life that we can catch, good, bad, and indifferent. But we want to make sure that we're catching the feeling. And one of the topics that Alpheus has for us in terms of catching and thinking about the Holy Spirit, when we think of November, we think of Thanksgiving. And it's a time to be thankful. And so this morning, briefly, I just want to touch on mental illness. Have you ever caught somebody else's bad mood? You have to be careful. Have you caught somebody's good mood? Honest to goodness, I have been somewhere before, especially in church, and I try to watch people whenever they praising God. But you know, Byron Cage has a song that says, "I can't hold it." And that song, and he get going, and you just know you can't hold it. Sometimes you can't hold it, but what are we catching? And what are we passing on? In terms of mental wellness and mental health, I have from November to February, because for different reasons, whether it's death or bad relationships or relationships that didn't last, however you want to put it, there are all kind of things, especially bad relationships and death. And I've always had an issue with death, not really understanding it. And by the grace of God, he's opened up my eyes. And the way he opened up my eyes in terms of death, because when we grieve too much and we grieve too long, it becomes what's called a mental illness. And it becomes a depressive disorder. So I'm saying November through February because you have the holidays coming in. Families, friends, celebrating, getting together. You have Thanksgiving. Then you have Christmas. And then you have New Year's. I say February because guess what? Yeah, February 14th. My favorite day of the year. Y'all see my face? These months can cause people to go into a really hard time. And then you have those sad songs. It's one song by the Emotions. And they must have really knew what they were singing about. What do the lonely do at Christmas? You know those songs. And I don't know what was wrong with me the other night, but I kept hearing my girl, Gladys Knight. I don't know why I was singing Midnight Train to Georgia, Jesus. It just wouldn't. I'd rather live in this world than to live without him in mind. I'm like, Jesus, what's the purpose? He says, we're addressing mental wellness. I don't know why. I don't even know where it came from. And I'm like, all right, you're going to show me. But unless you're singing about you, Jesus, you're right. I'd rather live in your world than to live without you in mine. I mean, if you want to make it spiritual, let's make it real, because we can't live without him. That's the only thing. I can't live without Jesus, and I can't live without air, water, food. So, you know, Gladys had a love, Jones. But anyway, I don't know where it came from. I just be sharing all my intimate thoughts with y'all when I be preparing sermons. But he said, catch the feeling. I was like, I don't know if I want to catch that train, Jesus. But who knows? They always tell me later. We might have needed to laugh this morning as we give thanks unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have that feeling, praise God. But mental illness is important. And the Holy Spirit is saying the same way we check our cars, you have to get them changed, you know, maintenance. And every few miles, y'all remember me talking about Maypops one Sunday. Yeah, so we have to check our maintenance. We do yearly physicals, okay? The older you get, they want you to do so many different things once you get past 40. So how are we addressing our mental spiritual wellness? And one way we can do it, and it seems kind of strange, but I've learned it truly, as 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything, give thanks. You don't want to thank God for the broken heart. You don't want to thank God for economic crisis. We don't really want to thank God for a difficult hardship or whatever. But if we are going to be thankful, just say thank you anyway, because we thank you that this too will pass. So we give thanks. We thank God in the good times and the bad. And we pass it on, because truly this time of year, we don't know how people are struggling. You can't look at a person and tell if their heart is breaking. You can't tell who they're thinking about. I was talking about death earlier, and this time of year is when people experience absences. I don't like to call it loss, because I don't call it loss, I call it absence, because it says it's absent from the body, present with the Lord. And he's changed the aspect of death. He says the final enemy to be defeated is death. So how do you get rid of an enemy? You make that enemy your friend. Okay? How do you make death your friend? Everything has to die. Every person was born to die. God did not take a person from us. He's not punishing us. As a matter of fact, I think it was in Job. I did not write this one down, but it says, celebrate when a person passes on. It's better that they go on to be with the Lord than to stay here in the struggle. So if the final enemy, we've been saying we got enemies, you know, who is your enemy? We have no enemy. Because remember, Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. Okay, I don't even consider the other one who fell. Some people have to understand that. Anybody who that close to God and don't know how to stay close, why would I feel threatened? It just seemed like a strange person to me. So you can't be a threat. I'm just telling y'all some of my ideas. So that's not my enemy. And then one day I learned, what is the enemy? The enemy, I-N-N-E-R, me. Say it fast, enemy, enemy. Who is my enemy? That inner me. That inner me that won't trust God. That inner me that still doubts God. That inner me that just can't see that he's a good, good father. That inner me. That shadow part that refuses to allow me to realize that I am one. We are one. We are worthy. So I have no enemy. But there's an enemy that I have to keep under the blood. So the final enemy, who is no longer my enemy, is my friend. Because, see, I know I can't get back home until I leave here through death. That's a doorway. We are more than conquerors. We are overcome. So we've overcome this life. We've just been taught to call it death. We can't get to eternal life until we catch the feeling of eternal life. See, we have to release so we can grab hold. It took a lot for me to understand that now I don't have an issue with death as it is. I look at them and I say, what's up? Whenever I see somebody that I care about, I just try not to get mad, because I don't want to be jealous, because they somewhere I can't be right now, which is present with the Lord. Somebody say present with the Lord. Somebody here need to hear this, because, see, death has been that thing that from November to February, that, and sometimes in between, holidays, birthdays, it can throw people for a loop. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to pass it on and let us look at it in a different way. It's not an enemy. It's the best friend you got, because that's the best friend that's going to take you back home. An angel who is directing you to paradise, that's in the presence of the Lord. Somebody say absent from the body. Present with the Lord. Next thing is Israel. Israel is real. I like that. So now we have a sacred noun. A sacred noun. Y'all know that what a noun is. Person, place, or thing, right? So we know that Israel started off as a person with Jacob. Then he became a people through the tribes, carried on to us. So Israel is a people, and we also know now it's a place, because Alpheus went there. It's a place, but not only that, it's a thing. Now, what is this thing? What's the name? Donald Lawrence has a great song called The Blessing of Abraham. That's a nice song, The Blessings of Abraham. So because of Israel being the person, we get to be a part of the promise that God gave to Abraham that came through Isaac and manifested in Jacob and is actually still being manifested in us and in our generations. That's how you see the seeds countless as the stars. All of us, look at somebody and say, we are the blessing of Abraham. We are the blessing of Abraham. So we have to remember who we are. That's a people. It's a place. But guess what else, y'all? This is so good. Israel is a thing. A thing. It's a state of mind. It's a lifestyle. It's a choice. You know how Joshua says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Being in Israel as a place in our heart, in our mind, is a lifestyle. How do you know when you're in Israel? Psalm 16:11 says, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And in his right hand, there's pleasure evermore. Where we going? We going to Israel because that's in his presence. Israel is real because God is real, and it is not just a person, it is not a place, it is not just a thing, it is a state of mind, it is a lifestyle, so much more. That's why we jump on in there with Psalm 118:24, as we give thanks to the Lord, we also say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Psalm 118 helps us to remember that each day is a rich and precious gift from God. And as it says in Lamentations 3:22 and 23, brand new mercies, new grace, new opportunities that we get every day. That's why we have to catch the feeling. Look at somebody, say, catch the feeling. Catch the feeling. Now, y'all know how we have those acronyms. And this one is fresh off the press. What does the C in catch mean? I don't have a slide, so if you want to write it down, I'll tell you later. But the C means confident. I am confident in this very thing. Philippians 1, that he who began a good work in me shall complete it at the end of the day. So when we catch in the feeling, the C in catch means I am confident. The A means I am appreciative. That's why I go back to 1 Thessalonians. I give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So we give thanks because we are appreciative to God. May not understand, may not feel good, but I still appreciate the fact that I'm here to explain it. I mean, to experience it. That's where we get some of our other ease. We get to have that elimination. Sometimes we have to appreciate things being eliminated from our life because we're constantly being expanded. And so we have A, appreciation. The T is for thoughtful and thankful. Look at somebody and say, think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're thinking about. When we are thinking, are we being thankful? We can ask questions, but we have to ask the right questions. That's what they said in iRobot. You have to ask the right question. So think about what you're thinking about, and you can tell when you feel thankful. The C is compassionate, because we are compassionate and we are calm. We have to be calm so that we can be compassionate. So the C stands for calm and compassionate, and that scripture is Psalm 46:10. We have to be able to be still and know that God is God. That's how we can be calm. And that's what helps us to be compassionate. We can be still and know that God is God, Psalm 46:10. And that is another aspect where we can also go to 2 Chronicles 20, where we have to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes we have to be real still. That's where we have to make sure that we're not moving too fast. That's why we have to be calm. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, we have it's a pattern, because you go to Exodus and you have to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because for one, the enemies we see today, we will see no longer forever, Exodus 14:13. So we have to know that God is going to come through for us. And Pharaoh will get drowned in the Red Sea, okay? Then we have to remember Jehoshaphat, where the army was coming against them. That's where the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, but we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to give y'all this quick testimony on stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I've been trying to be still. Holy Spirit spoke to me one day and said, when you see the salvation of the Lord, that is when you see that desire manifested in your life. When you see the end of what it is you're praying for. So when we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, Malaysia, you stand still and you see yourself walking across the stage. You see the A on the paper. You see magnum, summa, whatever, cum laude you want to be. You see it. You see the job. You see. So when we see the salvation of the Lord, we are seeing the manifestation. That's what helps us catch the feeling. Look at somebody and say, the feeling is the secret. The feeling is the secret. Ask them, how you feeling? How are you feeling? Do you feel the salvation? If you believe in healing for someone, let's just say somebody in your heart, in your mind, you want to see them heal. You believe in God that they are healed. See them. I see my mama walking without her cane. I see my mama driving. I see her. That is what it means to see the salvation of the Lord. And that's why we have to be still. Because if we're not careful, we'll catch distress. We'll catch worry. We'll catch disappointment. We'll catch confusion. And then the H one is we're holy. Why? Because our Father is holy. Jesus says it best in Matthew 5:48. Be ye holy as your Father in heaven is holy. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Holy isn't just the H holy, but holy can mean W-H-O-L-Y, holy. We are holy in his presence. We are complete. We are perfect. Whole and complete, not holy like holy shoes or a holy shirt, H-O-L-E-Y. That's a whole bunch of holes and stuff just dropped through. We ain't holy like that. We are complete. We are one, okay? Look at someone and say, we are one. We are holy one. We are holy one, not holy shirt. Okay, unless your shirt is saturated with the Holy Spirit and it is deemed holy as you wear it. That's what I love about the English language, okay? You have all these words that are spelled differently, but they all have different meanings, but they sound alike. Call them synonyms. So this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. And that's why dun, 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 dun. We are encouraged to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Guess what? Israel isn't just a place. It's not the person. We are Israel. So Israel, repeat after me. His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endures forever. No matter where we are, from January through December, November through February, we have a reason to give thanks. We have to make sure we catch, not only catch the feeling, but hold on to the feeling. Catch. We are confident. We are appreciative. We are thinking about what we are thinking about so we can be thankful. We are calm and we are compassionate and we are holy because we are one with our Father, Elder Brother, and the Holy Spirit. So what's true of God is true of us. We are holy because all of those holes that were in us, the blood has plugged them up. All of those places that were a little rocky and shaky, the holiness that is our Father in us has made us safe, sound, and stable. And so we give thanks. Somebody say, give thanks. Stand on your feet, Israel, as we give thanks, because his mercy endureth forever. Y'all feeling good this morning? His mercy endure forever. Let's give him some thanks. I would like to invite you all, as you stand on your feet, to remember, catch the feeling. Look out for someone. Pass it on. There are people who have a hard time during the holidays. Just say, I'm thinking about you. You don't even have to say what it is because you don't want to wake anything up, but we want to let somebody know, you know, I'm thinking about you, and I just want to let you know I love you. That's what it means for us to be aware of the mental illnesses or the mental healing, excuse me, Holy Spirit, the mental healing and the physical healing that we want to see take place in others' bodies. So let us pray this morning. Lord, we give you thanks, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who's come into our lives to help us remember that you are real. Israel is real. It's a person, a place, Lord Jesus, and it is a thing. Help us to remember that Israel is in your presence, where we feel the joy. And when we aren't always feeling joyful, God, help us to just remember to give thanks, because it is your will in all things that we give thanks concerning us. We say thank you, Father. Just help us catch the feeling, keep the feeling. Help us to be calm so that we can be still to see your salvation. We thank you for open eyes of vision so that we can see as you see, so that we can feel as you feel, so that we can speak as you speak, we can think as you think, and Lord God, we can be who you say we are, your holy children, because we are yours. And for this, we say thank you. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, and we thank you that your mercy endures forever. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so receive this benediction. Now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us through Christ Jesus. Amen. Go forth and be thankful.